This is Ken Mantler with the 855 edition of KOL Continuous Coverage. President Nixon has signed the Postal Reform Bill, completely revamping the mail service. Western Airlines Flight 722 landed safely in Seattle last night despite a bomb threat made while the plane was in the air. 520, this is Dave Palmer, CKLG, Contemporary News, presented by Fred Asher, Stores for Men.
Arrival 52, Vancouver 53 degrees. Dave Palmer, CKLG, Contemporary News.
Hey girl, I betcha.
Many schools closed. Most of the schools outside the cities are closed. Here in Spokane County, we just received word the ones who actually did take up classes this morning are being released at 10:30 this morning. They're being sent home right now. This is Ross Woodward.
This is KJR Constant Information at 7:20. Another resignation at the University of Washington. Baseball coach Ken Lehman resigned after 7 years with the Huskies. KJR forecasting mostly cloudy. Tomorrow's high 57. This is Gary Shannon.
KTAC in Tacoma. U.S. authorities are seeking added information on the fate of more than 300 who are captive in Laos. I'm Don Patrick. That's news at 5.
This is KJR, Constant Information. Three Seattle-area students were top scorers for this region in the 1971 National Mathematics Contest for high schools. Over Seattle, Tacoma, Everett, mostly cloudy with partial clearing tomorrow. Small craft warnings, 40 and 57. I'm Frank Thompson.
45 degrees and cloudy at KING, Seattle. The United States has received another list of POWs from the communists. The latest group temperatures, Everett 46, Tacoma 46. In Seattle, it's 47 degrees at KING.
Murdoch in the morning, KREM.
This is KREM News. Hughes Air West stewards and stewardesses threaten to go on strike at midnight tonight. I'm Steve Alexander. Updated Spokane weather is next. Sunshine with highs of 80 today and tomorrow. Tonight's low 50, now 60 degrees at KREM.
After decades of war, it finally appears that the end is near for South Vietnam. Vancouver weather, scattered showers today and tomorrow, highs around 50, overnight lows near 30. On the island, 37, in the valley, 43. It's 47 degrees in Vancouver, 8 degrees Celsius. I'm Larry Sell.
CKLG.
I'm Chet Rogers.
Time now for the Chet Rogers Report.
All right, Lockwood.
69 at SeaTac.
And
67 at KJR.
And once again, I'm Chet Rogers. Here's Gary Lockwood.
Total information.
Some sunshine expected this weekend, though. I just can't tell you exactly when it'll be. And cool, bundle up on this, the last day of September. And Bob Simon will play some Electric Light Orchestra to warm you up at 7 o'clock. I'm Nick Alexander on KZOK and KZOK FM, Seattle.
Seattle area weather continues to say sunny skies, high temperature between 75 and 80, but we're looking for some low clouds or fog late tonight and tomorrow. Nice day on tap, though. Current city reading is 67 degrees. I'm Greg Hirschholt, KJR News.
22 till 8, and Mr. Les Parsons.
On the 2nd of March, 1977, and it looks like March outside. Another official announcement on candidacy for Seattle mayor. I'm Les Parsons, and now, with more music for the Pacific Northwest, once again, here's Bob Kane.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bill Taylor with KVI 570 News. Military search planes combed a wide area near the Hawaiian Islands today for a 94-foot research. And in Seattle, it's partly cloudy and 45 degrees. This is Bill Taylor, KVI 570 News.
Okay, how you doing? Bob Hovanes with the KCOK Afternoon Information. Just a couple of minutes before 5 o'clock, Washington State Patrol's Ephesus Patrol will be operating into the Supersonics going into Game 5 tonight. And that game is sold out. Have yourself a good day. Don't suffer from heat stroke. Friday afternoon with Bob Hovanes and Norm Gregory on KZOK.
6:54, and this is Ron Carolus with a news update report from KJRB. A 34-year-old woman is lost in our river this morning.
Good morning. Tom Hutler with a 790 Sports Report. Well, the Seattle Supersonics are now reaping the benefits of their NBA champion. Though they are rich and unrecognized. Tom Hutler for 790 Sports.
Spokane area weekend weather.